A wildlife pond might be one of the best things you can do for your local nature. And, good news, it's easier than most people think. You don't need a huge garden, fancy equipment, or a big budget. Here's how to do it properly. Step 1. Pick the right spot. You're looking for a place that gets some sunshine during the day, but also has a bit of shade in the afternoon. Avoid putting your pond directly under trees, or you'll spend every autumn fishing leaves out of the water. A flat, open area is ideal. Step 2. Decide on the size and shape. Bigger ponds attract more species, but even a pond the size of a washing-up bowl can work wonders for insects and amphibians. Natural shapes. Curvy, irregular, organic. Always look and work better than neat rectangles. Step 3. Mark out the shape with a rope or garden hose. Stand back and look at it from different angles before you start digging. If something feels wrong at this stage, it's much easier to move the hose than the hole. Step 4. Start digging. Aim for about 60 centimetres deep in the middle, with the edges sloping gently outwards. The gentle slope matters. It lets animals get in and out safely, and it gives you shelves for plants at different depths. Don't worry about being perfect. Nature doesn't use a ruler. Step 5. Once you've dug the hole, remove any sharp stones and roots, then lay down a protective layer. Old newspapers or a bit of sand will do. This stops sharp objects from piercing the liner once it's full of water. Step 6. Spread the pond liner over the hole and let it settle. Don't pull it tight. It needs some slack so that it can shape itself to the sides. Weigh the edges down with stones while you work. Step 7. Add water. Rainwater, if you have it, is ideal. Tap water is full of chlorine and can give you weeks of green, murky water before it settles. If you must use tap water, let the pond sit for a couple of weeks before you add plants. Step 8. Plant carefully. Go for native species. A local garden centre or wildlife charity can help. And aim for a mix of plants at different depths. Oxygenators at the bottom, marginals at the edges, and one or two tall plants for cover. Step 9. Resist the temptation to finish it with fish. This is a wildlife pond, not a fish pond, and fish will quickly eat the eggs of the animals you're trying to attract. Step 10. Finally, step back and leave it alone. Within a few weeks, you'll spot pond skaters. Within a few months, damselflies. Within a year, you'll have frogs, possibly newts, and a small ecosystem that, quite honestly, will astonish you. The hardest thing about a wildlife pond is trusting that it works.